Thank you for calling Bank of Cardiff. This is Zach. Can I help you?
Good morning, my friend. Good morning. What's going on?
Good morning, Action. What's happening?
I had a couple ideas there. I'm running by you.
Okay.
From your experience with your colleagues. What about picking up the truck that I already have and just giving me another trail?
So, looking for another trailer?
No, what about picking up the truck that I already that broke down on me?
How much would that set you back to get the engine fixed?
Get that truck back on the road, about 15 large.
15 large. That might be a possibility in... You know, again, it's going to take about a month because I know that underwriting is going to want to see, you know, positive finishing balance. Yeah. So that would be the only factor, really, in about a month. If, you know, things look good, we can reprocess your application and see if we can get you some capital instead of a vehicle. That may be a better idea to go about things.
Yeah, piling up equipment and assets like that with debt, you know, debt on top of debt.
Yeah.
I just don't feel safe.
And yeah.
It's a good industry, but it's a roller coaster ride industry.
Yeah, I understand just about that uneasiness about all that stuff and having all that kind of float over your head, not knowing what's going to happen next, you know?
Yeah, exactly. But you know, the truck, I only owe about another $6,000 to $7,000 on that truck. I'm done. I have title already in my name.
Oh, nice.
Boss man already. You know, he's lien hold on. So I owe him about $6,000 to $7,000. I'm done. Like I said, if I pick that truck on the up, I already have a truck. I got an asset. Put it back on the road.
And then, you know, is it just an engine rebuild is what you're looking at, or?
Yeah, engine rebuild, or I can get a truck, but I'd rather just rebuild it, but that engine was, you know, the engine that's in there was a good engine, it just needs to be rebuilt.
And then that's going to get you, what, another 200,000 or 300,000 miles out of it once it's rebuilt?
That's breaking it in. I understand it. No, that's the truck. I understand that. You're the banker. No,
yeah.
That's another
1 million
miles.
Wow. A million out of diesel?
Get a million miles out of a refuel.
Holy cow. Yeah. I think that might be the better solution than going out and picking up a whole new truck and then having that debt, you know, over your head.
A refuel, if you take care of it, get the oil changes like I'm going to be doing twice a month instead of once a month. All truck drivers be there once a month, but I say I'm going to do mine twice a month. To hell with it.
There you go.
It hurts a man working for another man. It hurts. So,
yeah,
make sure my shit stay clean. All my oil stay clean. My filter stay clean. My fuel injector stay clean. I pay the damn $1,000 a month or $600 a month for speedy cold to do the oil changes. It don't matter to me. I'd rather do that than to have another $15,000 bill on my hand.
Yeah, you know what? That makes definite sense. You know, I'm glad you're thinking about that stuff too. And I know that you want to get away from that guy you're working for now. He's kind of a jerk.
Well, actually, I flipped the script. You know, he might be a jackass, but. being a clergyman in the church, I use that for to work on my patients.
Gotcha.
He's really trying my patience, but I'm being patient as I can with him. And my girl, my wife, oh man, she's surprised. She's like, you know, shit, baby, about 5 or 10 years, you'll be back to prison. And you can kill him. I say, you're right. That's serious. That's serious.
Hard
thing. I say, I don't want to go back to prison.
No.
I'm scared of prison.
Yeah.
And I ain't scared of jack shit, really, but I ain't even scared of dying. But the only thing, I'm scared of dying without a cause. dying right. without making my mark, my positive mark on earth, or leaving a legacy.
Yeah, I hear that.
Yeah, here I am, God. When you ready, I'm ready.
I totally agree with that. I totally agree with that.
But yeah, I'm afraid of prison. You know, it's just that time. I love making money.
Yes.
And you can't make money locked up.
I like freedom.
I like making money. I like doing what I'm doing, not interacting with people like we and me and you interact. You can't
yep.
do that in prison.
No.
I would have shot him dead.
Uh-oh.
But I say, man, being a clergyman in the church has changed me a lot. And I'm really working on my patience. You know, only thing I need to do now is work on my language, make my language a lot more wiser.
Yeah, you know, I think it's just it's a constant learning process, man. You never know enough, you know?
Oh, yeah. But like I said, I just thought about that. Like I told you, I always get these vibes from the, you know, and I believe it's from the Holy Spirit because I always ask God to give me a wise decision or a wise solution to a problem. And, you know, it might not come immediately.
Uh-huh.
You know, I don't claim to be a prophet, but it's somewhere down the road I'd be thinking I'd be driving and all of a sudden it'd pop in my mind or in my heart. Man, I could be. Why don't I just do that? You know, I love my truck. I never had any, you know, disdain feeling about my truck. And tomorrow, I'm going to get rid of this crackhead truck. I'm going to get rid of it. I'm tired of it. I'm tired of it. I love my truck, man. I love it. It done me 9 months of great service.
I'm sure it's made you some money, too.
Well, that's why I think my bank statements show that. It done me 9 months of great service. And before the engine went out, I said, man, that's a good truck. Because you know why? Let the secret out the bag before I bought it from the boss, man, and drove it those 9 months. I drove it for him for 2 years.
So you're very familiar with it.
Yeah, I drove that truck for 2 years for him before I even decided to buy it. Because I said, damn, 2 years and he had to put an engine rebuild on the damn thing. I trust this truck. I could buy this one.
Right. Well, why don't
he fell into money problems and all. He fell into money problems and he was about to give up on his business. Sell every damn thing. I said, don't you sell this damn truck from up under me. I want it. I'm going to buy it from you.
why don't we kind of put a plan of action in place to get you back on the road here? You know, and kind of work towards that, you know, being able to get some funds available so you can get that engine rebuilt and get you back on the road and, you know, working for yourself and, you know, doing and just improving.
I made a deposit last night into that bank. I made a deposit. It didn't bring in curve, but it was something to show activity.
And yeah.
That I'm not bullshitting with them. You know, I showed them. Once he paid me, I'm going to put a solid payment in there.
There you go. You know, and just continue to do that for about a month. And, you know, we can revisit it next month and see what we can make available as far as bringing on some cash for you. I think that might be a better option.
Yeah, let's just fix up what we got and make it new again. Make it brand new. That's all. It's just a machine. It can be made new again.
Exactly. Exactly. But I like the idea. It actually probably seems a little bit better than maybe going that, I know that you're thinking about doing the Uber thing as well, but I think this may be a better idea for you.
Yeah, the Ubering would be something like an experiment. I've never done taxi driving in Dallas or any other metropolitan city. And what I see, the taxi business in the metropolitan city is saturated by foreigners. And I have nothing against foreigners. It's just there's so many people doing it.
Yeah.
I want some of them to make, you know, good money out of it. I make some money because I'm a people person.
Mm-hmm.
I probably won't be as much as be trucking. So, you know, and I really want to get my finances, my family finances together real quick, fast, in a hurry before I get too damn old. I figured the trucking would be the ideal thing to do.
Yeah.
The big companies like Landstar and Mercer, they begging for owner-operators now. You know, hey, I got a truck. Shit, just, I just need to get a trailer, or if I don't, whatever, I just need to get that truck back on the road. But that is that, Zach. I ain't going to hold you up, man, and just put that in your thoughts.
Yeah, I think that's a great idea, and, you know, if you can, you know, when possible, if it's not going to be detrimental to you, I would just try to put as much as possible into your business banking account, you know, for the time being, just to kind of inflate it to make it look, you know, nice and, you know, nice and inviting for underwriting. You know,
okay, I talked to me and you on the same frequency. I talked to the wifey last night and I said, baby, when you get paid, get your money out and funnel it to business. And once you make the deposit, you can get it out immediately.
Yeah. Yeah, there you go. That's great thinking. That's thinking outside the box.
Yeah, just follow it through the business and make that deposit amount go up. And I say that'll look good. And then plus, he's gonna automatically send mine to the bank account anyway. That's how he's gonna pay me. That's what I told him.
Perfect.
Me and him, the owner of this place, we got the same. We making the same thing. Chase Bank. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Well, shoot, let's just start working towards that. You know, I'll give you a holler every week to check in with you, see how everything's going. And then see where we're at in about a month. And it sounds like that we might have a good plan in place to get you some capital here.
That'll work. See what we're going to have, man. I think that'll be better.
Yeah, and if you know, in between those weeks, if you have any questions, man, you can always give me a call. I'm here for you.
Oh, yeah, I appreciate it, man. Well, you know, we got to talk football anyway.
Of course. First and foremost.
But, brother, may God bless the rest of your day, and I appreciate you taking in that thought, and we'll go from there, okay?
Yeah, how about I give you a holler on Monday, and we'll talk a little football, and just see where you're at with everything.
That'll work. All right, bro.
All right, my friend. Have a great day.
Okay. Bye.
Bye-bye.